With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Governor Steve Bullock today ordered flags in Montana to be flown at half-mast in honor of the victims of the mass shooting last night in Thousand Oaks, California. At least 12 were killed in the shooting at a bar outside Los Angeles. The gunman took his own life. In his proclamation, Governor Bullock wrote, quote, "This is the fifth time since the Parkland shooting the president has asked me to lower the flags for a mass shooting," unquote. Bullock's order lasts until sunset on Saturday. The University of Montana is planning to reduce its faculty by 58 members and cut its budget by $5 million by 2021. The Missoulian Report's Provost John Harbor says the university expects to drop 12% of its faculty, but it aims to keep tenured members and those on track for tenure. Proposed adjustments to the university's budget include reductions of $7.1 million and $2 million in additions. Harbor says the university will, quote, "wind down or change," unquote, 16 majors, minors, and options, but students currently in those programs can finish them. He says the number of general education courses will be reduced, as well as the number and frequency of elective courses. A summit that could shape the future of invasive species policy in Montana will take place next week in Helena. Stephanie Hester, coordinator for the Montana Invasive Species Council, says invasive species management in Montana spans the Department of Agriculture, Livestock, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and other organizations.
With so many different agencies handling so many different types of species and disease, there hasn't been a lot of coordination of those at a higher level.
This inaugural 2018 Invasive Species Summit is meant to remedy that problem. It's based on a comprehensive review of federal, state, local, and tribal laws all related to invasive species and vetted through a variety of stakeholders. Hester says invasives in the state run from aquatic species like zebra and quagga mussels to weeds and plants to feral hogs, which are rapidly nearing the state's northern border from Canada. Invasive species have the capacity to devastate ecosystems and local economies. Through a series of panels, Hester says the event will serve as a forum for determining the future of how Montana manages invasives and could result in a broad-scale policy that helps unite the disparate parties involved.
So really sort of the end game is to decide whether or not stakeholders, the public, and agencies want to pursue developing a comprehensive Montana Invasive Species Act that addresses invasive species in an all taxa way rather than, you know, species by species or taxa by taxa.
Hester says anyone interested in invasive species is welcome to attend the summit. It will take place November 15th and 16th at the Delta Hotel's Helena Colonial in Helena. State wildlife officials say deer harvested in northern and southern Montana this fall tested positive for a brain-wasting disease. The deer were harvested in Liberty and Carbon counties, where animals have previously tested positive for chronic wasting disease. However, the white-tailed buck killed in southern Liberty County was outside the CWD-positive area established after a deer killed in northern Liberty County tested positive for the disease. The Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks extended its CWD-positive area to include the entire county. FWP would like hunters who kill deer, elk, or moose in northern Montana from the Blackfeet Reservation to the North Dakota border to stop at check stations to have their animals tested for CWD. Voters returned a pair of incumbents to Montana's Supreme Court and elected a former head of the state Republican Party as the High Court's clerk. Justice Beth Baker was granted a second 8-year term after running unopposed. Justice Ingrid Gustafson also ran unopposed. She retains a seat she's held since Democratic Governor Steve Bullock appointed her to fill the position of former Justice Mike Wheat, who retired at the end of last year. Gustafson will serve until Wheat's term expires in 2023. Former Montana Republican Party Executive Director Bowen Greenfield prevailed in the Supreme Court clerk's race as Ed Smith vacates the post after 30 years. Greenwood beat Democrat Rex Rank, Smith's longtime deputy, and will serve a 6-year term. The clerk's office handles case filings for the state's highest court. A ski resort in Whitefish is proposing sweeping changes to ski runs and chairlifts in one of its basins. Nikki Willette reports those changes are currently subject to public comment.
Whitefish Mountain Resort recently released a proposal to add a new chairlift, move an existing chairlift, and create 8 new cleared and 7 gladed runs in Hell Roaring Basin. The resort leases the basin from the Flathead National Forest and needs approval from the forest to move forward with the project, which would not alter the resort's existing permit area. Riley Columbus is a spokesperson for Whitefish Mountain Resort.
It is still early stage, but it's also the first step in a direction that could be very exciting for everyone who skis at this resort.
Columbus says the changes would allow the resort to open Hell Roaring Basin earlier in the season, add a safer route for evacuations out of the basin, and spread skiers and snowboarders more evenly across the resort. the basin would still close April 1st to protect grizzly bear habitat. The new chair would access Hell Roaring Peak, which currently can only be reached by foot, and add intermediate trails in a basin dominated by advanced and expert terrain.
It just improves the overall variety of terrain in the basin, so it would make it more accessible to more skiers and snowboarders.
The proposal also calls for adding new service roads for faster winter emergency egress and summer maintenance. Many of the exact locations, details, and timing of the proposed changes are yet to be determined. An environmental analysis is forthcoming. This is the second chairlift move Whitefish Mountain Resort has proposed in the past few years. The resort's decision to move Chair 5 last year drew both support and criticism from visitors and locals. The Flathead National Forest will accept public comment on the proposed Hell Roaring Basin Improvement Project through November 20th. More information about the proposal and how to leave a comment are on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.